Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, it is Friday. It is April 12th, I think. I don't even know what day it is. And our show is going to the dogs today. We got a very special guest coming to us all the way from Greene County, Ohio. She is the Director of Volunteer Engagement. Her name is, well, hopefully I don't blow this. Her name is Kaylin Clark, and she'll be with us here momentarily to give us the whole skinny on Four Paws for Ability. The place that I know close to a lot of people's heart, and it helps. They help a lot of people. We're going to have the news here going on today. We're going to show you what's going on in the world of superstars, celebrities, and all that kind of news. Some news off the Associated Press coming off. We're going to talk about the big news here in Ohio that Mike DeWine has signed the Harvey bill, which is pretty cool. And also, we're going to, what else are we going to do? We got lots to cover today. We also got some music today, some of the top a couple songs in on the Billboard charts 100s. So it's going to be a quick hour, but we're going to have some fun here. So let's get Kaylin in here real quick. Let me play an opening song for her because I thought it would be kind of funny. We're doing a special about dogs, so we're going to open this segment up with one way and one way only. So here we go.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey, yeah,
and everybody having a ball. Until the fellas got their name calling.
D-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a full shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the young people. Get back, Gruffy, Bash Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel. tell myself I'm.
All right. Well, before we get her in here, let's get the number out here just in case you would like to talk to her or would like to chat her with me, the host. The number is 619-924-0965. That number again is 619-924-0965. We'll take a request or you want to talk to dogs. It's all up to you. This show is all about you. So, all right, Kaylin, are you live with us this afternoon?
I am here.
How are you doing this afternoon, young lady?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing great myself. I was looking forward to this show all week because I love it when the show goes to the dogs. How about you? I know dogs are very close to my heart as well.
Yes, definitely love them.
Definitely, they're all kinds of fun. So what do you exactly do there? Just give our listeners a background of where you came from and what do you do for 4 Pulse for Ability?
Yeah, so at 4 Pulse for Ability, I oversee the on-site volunteer program. We are heavily dependent on volunteers as a nonprofit, and we have about 500 who volunteer here on-site.
Wow, that's a lot of people, I say. I bet your job is pretty busy.
It is, but in the best way.
Oh, I can bet. So what kind of service dogs do you guys train over there at 4 Pulse?
At 4 Pulse for Ability, we train service dogs for children and veterans, and the types of service dogs would be an autism assistance dog, a diabetic alert dog, a facilitated guide dog, hearing ear, mobility assistance, seizure assistance, and then for our veterans.
Oh, okay, so you went ahead and answered my next question, so I love when we get through that, so. So I was about to ask you who's eligible to apply for service dogs. So you pretty much went over that already. So that's good to know. Is there an application procedure to acquire a dog?
Yes, I'm sorry. What is the application?
Yeah, what is the application procedure?
Any families interested in getting a service dog from us, they go through an application where they send in like doctor references so we can learn the tasks that the dog would need to be trained for. They have community references. We can get to know the lifestyle of the family, if they're more active, if they're more laid back. And they also do a video interview so that way we can see the behavior of the child.
Oh, nice. So it's nice. So what a brief history of where does 4 Pulse come from? Do they have a humble beginning? Where did that start?
Definitely a humble beginning. Our CEO and founder, Karen Shirk, she's still our CEO today. She actually has a disability herself and was diagnosed with this at the age of 26, a rare form of muscular dystrophy. And she was actually trying to get a service dog herself and kept getting denied by agencies, being told that she was too disabled for a service dog. So that's when she linked up with Jeremy Doulabon, and he trained a service dog for her. And then the idea for 4 Paws was born. And that very first year, they placed 6 service dogs, and now we place over 100 every year.
Okay, so that leads me to my next question. I know a lot of people ask about the cost for a service dog. And I know a lot of people wonder why the service dogs, you can get them for free. Of course, I know it's going to cost a lot to train and raise one. So how does that process work?
Yeah, so 4 Pulse, since we start training at birth with our dogs, it cost us about $40,000 to train the dog and for all the vet care, all the food, everything that has gone into that dog up until that point. So the families fundraise $17,000 to get a dog from us.
Wow. That's a lot of money in dogs. That's amazing. I personally didn't have no clue it cost that much for a dog. Woo, that's a lot.
Families will tell you that it's just priceless, though, being able to sleep through the night, knowing that your child is sleeping too, or knowing that your child will never have a seizure alone again, just have that best friend with them. So a lot of families say they can't even put a price on it.
Oh, I'm definitely sure it's priceless. So how long does it take the average person to acquire a service dog?
Depending on how long their fundraising takes, we do not have like a certain time limit a family can fundraise. So after they're done fundraising, their $17,000, they're placed in a class, And right now, our classes are booking out 2 years.
Okay, so that's not too terrible. So are you taking more volunteers right now? And how would someone go about applying for that?
Yeah, always. Whether it be an on-site volunteer or just an application right on our website, we're also always looking for fosters, especially with summertime coming up, and that would require a family or a single person taking in one of our service dogs in training into their own home. We provide all the supplies, all the food, a kennel, everything like that. We just need someone willing to take the dog and to just put in the training, going out socializing in public with them. And the application for that is also right online.
Awesome. Great. All right. Well, real quick here. Oh, we got you still on. We've got a few more questions for you, but we're going to take a quick music break with you, and we'll be right back. Where right now we're going to look into Ariana Grande's new hit, Seven Rings. We'll be right back. Right now, so it's doing really well. So we're back here with Kaylin Clark from Four Pulse for Ability. We got here for a few more minutes. So we're looking down. I had a lot of questions come in over the when I put you on my guest list. And one of the questions that came across was, do you guys take donations?
Absolutely. Any kind of donations, whether it be supplies, any kind of toys, any kind of cleaning supplies, and then monetary donations as well. Definitely everything helps as a nonprofit.
Oh, awesome, awesome. I'm sure you guys get lots of people out there to help out. So what happens if you have a family out there that really could use a service dog, but they just, for some reason, whether or not they can't raise the money altogether, do you guys have support in helping them out, or How does that work?
Absolutely. We have a director of development who is able to, her job is to help families connect with like their local media stations to get the word out about what they're doing and their fundraising. Like we've heard incredible stories about some families getting all their fundraising done in like 10 days because random strangers are making donations to them after hearing their story and their need for a service dog for their child.
Wow, that's amazing. I know with my time that I've had there with Four Paws working with my company, I come to love the company right away and what you guys do. So can any dog be trained to be a service dog, or do they have to be trained from birth?
We have found starting at birth is the best for our program, only because, I mean, we really start training them right away from when they're little tiny puppies. We start handling them, their little paws, their little tails, and at 4 weeks old, we start introducing the basic commands with them and then going out in public at like 8 weeks old already just to introduce them to as many things, as many people and places as possible to build a really confident dog.
Right, and So do you guys get many visitors there every day, or are you guys pretty busy there? I'm sure you guys are.
Yeah, definitely. Right now we actually have 18 families here from all across America getting service dogs from us. So they'll spend 10 days here learning all about their new service dog before going home with their brand new family member.
Awesome. That's amazing. I'm very happy for those families. So awesome. All right, so let me take a look here. I'm looking, going down my list of questions here that I got sent on the email site. it's amazing the people from all over the country here sending questions to us all the time for our guests. So when we tell them that we're coming across the air with people. So awesome. All right, well, let's see what we got here. I'm sorry, but I got a list over here. I think I don't want to double ask you the same question at the same time. So all right, so this is a good question. And I'm sure you get, I ask this a lot. Why isn't the dogs free? I'm sure they cost a lot, but why? Could you donate a dog, or is that completely impossible?
Sorry, were those two different questions?
Well, the question is why don't you guys give away your dogs for free?
Oh, okay. So there are some agencies who are able to do that. They do enough fundraising where they're able to give out dogs for free, but the wait list for that is 7 to 8 years. So we've been able to ask for the 17 to help the wait list stay down to that 2-year wait list. And I think there's more like ownership, more responsibility, because it is an investment. You worked hard for that $17,000, this new dog to help your child. So being able to think of it like that, kind of like the Habitat for Humanity model.
Nice. Well, you know, it's actually completely came to me finally what I was thinking about. I know you guys got a lot of events coming up here in the future. I know I saw a lot of flyers. So can you give us a list of, like, give us an update of what's coming up in the future, the big events?
Yeah, definitely. Our big event right now on my radar, at least, is our Four Paws 5K. It's on June 15th at Young's Jersey Dairy, which everyone loves their ice cream, right? So come on out, run a little bit, bring your dog. It's open for any pet dogs. And then stay for some ice cream afterwards.
Oh, nice. Ice cream. I know ice cream with dogs. So I know when I was a kid, I know this wasn't probably healthy for my dog, but the dog used to lick my ice cream and, you know, I would eat it at the same time. But I don't think we all did that as kids. But we all, I didn't realize at that time how really unhealthy that was for the dog now. But, you know, we do some strange things as a kid. So, awesome. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining us here. Does Four Paws have a website?
Yes, we're at fourpawsforability.org, and it's the number 4, then PAWS, then the word 4, FOR, ability.org. We're also on Netflix, the miniseries Dogs. The very first episode features a Four Paws family who received a seizure assistance dog from us, so I recommend anyone checking that out as well.
Oh, very amazing. I didn't even know that. That's crazy. Awesome. And do you guys, what's your guys' address? I don't know if you have it on top of your head. What's your guys' address over there in Xenia, Ohio?
Yeah, physically, our physical address is 207 Dayton Avenue in Xenia, Ohio.
Hey, you guys are right there in Tornado Alley. And if you ever get a chance to visit there's dogs everywhere. I would definitely say, because I've been in there at least twice a week, and I definitely enjoy it. So, all right, Kaylin, I want to thank you for coming on here and giving me some of your time, and we'll have to catch back up with you later on this summer and see what's going on, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you have a great day, and I will see you next weekend.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the posse was bumping.
Hey, yeah.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey,
hey. Until the fellas got their name calling. And the girl.
Caitlin Clark from Four Paws for Ability for joining us today. It was very insightful. We learned a lot of information about Four Paws. But definitely go check them out if you can. Go check their website out at www.pawsforability.org. They got all their information right there. You can see all their questions. You can see pictures, photos, information, and drop by their website. Drop by their actual place. You can see some of the dogs in there. It's really, really cool. So, all right, what we're gonna do right now, we're gonna get into the. Let's see here. What are we calling this? I lost my tongue tie today. See here. It's called the Showbiz Minute. We're gonna update you guys on what's going on in the show business world right now, and it'll take all but 60 seconds. So here we go.
AP Showbiz Minute. Thousands flocked to remember the life of Nipsey Hussle at a packed memorial service Thursday. Hussle's actress fiancée Lauren London, friend Snoop Dogg, and his mother shared their most personal stories about the rapper during the three-hour service at Los Angeles Staples Center. Stevie Wonder performed and denounced gun violence at the ceremony. Chicago filed a lawsuit against Jussie Smollett on Thursday in a bid to recoup the cost of investigating a racist anti-gay attack that authorities say was orchestrated by the Empire actor as a publicity stunt. Smollett had refused a demand that he send the city $130,000 to reimburse Chicago for overtime as police sought to verify Smollett's account. Actress Amber Heard asked a judge Thursday to dismiss a $50 million defamation lawsuit her ex-husband Johnny Depp filed over an op-ed about domestic violence she wrote in the Washington Post and provided new evidence toward her allegations of abuse. Depp has denied any abuse. This is Lizzie Knight with AP Showbiz Minute.
So, wow, there's lots of stuff going in the news today when it comes to the show business. I personally did not know the rapper that passed away because I'm not a big rap fan. I never really have been. But anybody that loses their life like that, it's tragic. So it looks like he had a lot of great friends with Snoop Dogg and, you know, gun violence, and no one needs to die by the gun. That's just not right. But all right, well, that we heard already today, we heard Toto's version of Africa done by Weezer, and we heard Ariana Grande's new one. So right now we're going to continue. We're going to listen to, let's see, the another hot song that's on the charts right now, Shallow by Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Tell me something. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing for change. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore?
are several UN independent experts within, you know, the human rights system who are following this case very closely, and we are in touch with them, obviously. So it is being handled by the UN human rights system. From the OHCHR side, I mean, what I can say is that we expect all relevant authorities to ensure that Mr. Assange's right to a fair trial is upheld by the authorities, including in any extradition procedures that may take place. We are following the case. We expect all relevant authorities to ensure that Mr. Assange's case is dealt with full regard for due process, for his due process rights, and for his rights to a fair trial, including in any extradition proceedings.
At this point, the decision as to whether any statutory bars to extradition apply would be for the UK courts to determine. I will go no further in discussing the details of the accusations against Mr. Assange, either in the UK's criminal justice system or in the US. But I am pleased that the situation in the Ecuadorian embassy has finally been brought to an end.
We have the utmost confidence in the British legal system, but we would say on this side of the house, we would be very concerned that on the basis of what we know, Julian Assange was extradited to the US.
The reason Mr. Assange has been arrested is because he failed to surrender to a UK court. Yeah. That's why he's been arrested. And there was a provisional arrest warrant, which is subject to extradition proceedings, but that is the usual procedures under UK law. And there's no one in this country that is above the law. And the Right Honourable Lady, who we should remember wants to be the Home Secretary, is suggesting that we should not apply the rule of law to an individual. That's right, she's disagreeing sitting from her position, but she is implying, she's saying actually quite clearly that Mr. Assange should be not subject to UK law, and that is something that should worry any British citizen should she ever become Home Secretary.
Julian Assange will get the same consular support and assistance that any other Australian would receive. People's fame and doesn't make any difference on the impact of how these decisions are made. He's an Australian citizen. He'll have that support.
Free the truth, free Assange!
Don't shoot the messenger!
Free the truth, free Assange!
Don't shoot the messenger!
The extradition process itself is a matter between the United States and the United Kingdom, but we have also been provided with that advice from the United Kingdom. Australia, as you have indicated, completely opposed to the death penalty, and that is a bipartisan position and one which we have continued to advocate. But the matter for the extradition itself is one between the United States and the United Kingdom.
Julian! Bring home Julian!
Bring home Julian!
Bring home Julian!
And Labour alike have abandoned...
The UK must resist! The UK must...
Bonilla! Bonilla!
تسليم الرئيس احنا كمجلس عسكري في فترتنا الرئيس ما حنسلمون للخارج نحاكمه لكن ما بنسلمه
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached, head is matted black, got the boots black to match, riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche, I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch, now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
Chicks with Wide Open Spaces. But hey, we got a segment here real quick. We're going to talk about Mike DeWine in Ohio passing his passing the heartbeat bill. And hold on here, let me get somebody special on the phone with us here, and we'll see if she wants to talk to us about it real quick. See if she'll pick up. Hopefully she'll pick up for us.
Hello?
Well, well, well. Okay, so we got my wife with me on the phone here with me. We're going to talk about Mike DeWine's heartbeat bill here real close. So give us about 30 seconds and we'll be right back.
That little pringing, buzzing, good for nothing, phone in your hand. Directions to the party that's just started with that cover band at old school radio station.
All right, listeners. So it is, as of the other day, Mike DeWine signed, I know this is a touchy subject, the heartbeat bill into law here in Ohio, which means, in its simplest forms, that if you get pregnant and the doctor can hear a heartbeat, you cannot have an abortion, and it will be against the law. If you do have an abortion, you can be charged and sent to prison, which I'm okay with that. And joining me right now is my lovely co-host in life. I want to see very cool about it. Miss Laura Karn, how are you doing today, young lady?
Okay.
Oh, look at these. You sound even cuter on the air. How adorable. All right, so you've been watching the whole heartbeat situation go down as well as I have. What is your thoughts and views of the heartbeat bill?
It needed to pass.
But should we get rid of abortions altogether?
I think so.
Yeah, me too. My definitely, I would like to see that altogether. But you know, women out there will be like, it's against the constitutional. I'm sure it's going to get held up. It's going to get some sort of law. But all right, well, we'll talk to everybody next time. And thank you, Laura, for joining us. And everybody have a nice day.
To the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart just giving a beat. You're not close enough for that space between.
Can't stay here. I know.